Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest, Senior Manager of Content and Social Media Marketing here at Constant Contact. And thanks for joining us again. Today, we're going to be talking about Twitter's new profile redesign. Joining me to my left are...
Kristen Curtis. I'm a social media content developer here at Constant Contact, and I am drinking some form of red wine.
I'm Ryan Pinkham. I'm a content developer here at Constant Contact, and I am drinking a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer, and I'm drinking a Johnny Appleseed Hard Apple Cider. I've never had this
Any
before.
Any good?
Oh, that's all right.
It's a little too sweet, but...
A little too sweet.
That's good.
I am Danielle Cormier, and I am drinking a Blue Moon. And I'm the only one with the koozie this week.
Yeah.
Usually I'll have
We're using hands this
koozies.
Week, so we don't make noises on the table. Twitter announced a redesign of profiles, and they've been rolling out, right? Does anybody here have one yet?
No.
Yeah. No, none of us have it either. But we have seen them, and anybody want to give us a little heads up on what some of the changes are?
I can, sure. Your profile is going to look a lot different now with the new change. The header photo, which used to exist behind your profile picture in your bio, and it was kind of hard to see, and it was hard to pick a good one that you could still see your bio on top of. Mm-hmm. But now that's going to be across the top of the profile. It looks similar to the cover photo on Google Plus or on a Facebook page. And then another thing is your profile picture is actually going to appear a lot bigger, as well as the info under your profile picture, which is your bio and a website link. So you want to go in there and make sure that you update that info. And when people look at your stream of content, they'll be able to look at it in a couple different ways now, including just of your pictures and videos. And your most engaged with tweets will also appear bigger within the stream. And when you're looking at other people's followers or lists, instead of just a list of handles, it will actually be like a little card that looks sort of similar to like a Pinterest pin with your header and your picture and your bio now.
Very cool. One of the other things, I mean, I like the idea that now you're actually able to pin a tweet to the top of your stream, which I actually think is really a great idea for Twitter, because I feel like those are something that, like, whereas you're, you know, like on Facebook, you don't really visit pages much. Whereas on Twitter, I feel like you visit profiles more, like because you want to like see who the person is or figure out like, oh, maybe I'm going to follow this person back or not, you know, that type of thing. So I think that's actually pretty cool because you really don't have any control over what people see other than what's in your bio. And I think having something there that's pinned, like it could be a great way to be like, hey, new to my profile, like send somebody off to some place to do something. Or if you have a special offer for people visiting your profile for the first time. So there actually could be a lot of cool uses for that type of thing.
Do we know yet how long it? Because I know, like in Facebook, isn't there like a limit on how long it stays there?
Yeah,
after
a week. Yeah.
Is it similar on Twitter? Has anyone read anywhere?
No one said anything yet, but I wonder about that too. Like, if you could just leave it forever, and it's like one thing you want to stick, or if you have to keep rotating it.
Yeah.
It would be good for things like events, just things that are here temporarily.
Yeah.
If it disappears like that.
You know, we talk a bit about like all these changes that Twitter is making. You know, we were able to talk about the multiple uploads of photos last week and making a little collage type of thing that it does. And it seems like Twitter's really trying to do things to make the general user more comfortable with the platform and really get more, become more, basically more mainstream, right? What do you guys think?
It probably has a lot to do with them going public so they can make some money.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that they also later, I think it was just yesterday, they announced like having like notifications on Twitter as well that actually pop up like in the web page, and it's just seems like they're trying to make it a lot more convenient for people, just easier to go through.
Yeah,
and a lot of people. I personally I use Twitter a lot, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I still find it could be kind of like a time consuming process when you get a thing and you go and look at your notifications and you click and then you want to go back to find like who was talking to you. I feel like I find it to be confusing personally, and I use Twitter on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah,
like I can't imagine people who are just maybe getting started. Like I don't know if you guys agree, but I kind of find it to be right now. I understand why people find it to be a confusing platform. I can say that.
And I think, I mean, it has to do with that and the fact that they are a public company. And so I think they've realized now who their audience is, and their audience is who they have, because it is such a confusing platform. They're trying to get more people onto the platform, and the way that if they kept it the way that they have it right now, I don't think that they would be growing at a fast enough rate for them to be happy.
Yeah.
I think they're also trying to get people who have an account but don't use it to come back, because it's a little more familiar to them if they've used Facebook.
Yeah. Definitely noticed those notifications on the mobile app recently, like those started popping up like at the bottom of the screen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can actually click them and it takes you to whatever happened there. Excuse me. So yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I mean, it's interesting to see, like, you know, how they're relegating some of the things to, or they're trying to possibly relegate some things to the background. You know, we had that whole discussion or the rumor going around that they may do away with at mentions and what was the other thing? At mentions and retweets, really, right? Mm-hmm. Which are really, well, not so much the at mention, but the hashtags. Retweets are and hashtags, that's right, are constructs of people using the platform, right? That not necessarily Twitter was like, hey, we're going to do this type of thing. So...
yeah, almost every one of them is something that the audience started to create. So, Twitter didn't do it.
Which is interesting to me because those are the things that they're trying to change, and I think those are the things... I mean, they did adopt it, but you would think those would be the things that they try to keep, the things that their users help them trying to create.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to the whole social media language and the fact that people are starting to really adopt each one of them, and so if you look into each one of them, there are a lot of similarities, and the more that they have, the more people will be welcome to coming to their platform. We all know that most people are comfortable with Facebook. Mm-hmm. Each platform other than Facebook has things similar to Facebook in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a coincidence at all. Mm-hmm. So
we've kind of been leading up to this, too, with things like showing pictures and videos in the feed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't visual mm-hmm. before.
Right. Anybody, do we have any, and if not, we'll definitely be looking into that to get some information out to people, but do we know anything about sizes and things like that on the new profile headers?
No, Twitter actually didn't release any image sizes for any of the things, which I thought was kind of odd. It would have been a good time for them to sort of push that out there, because I noticed that a lot of other people who were writing about the changes, they were like, why didn't Twitter say what size that header photo should be?
Yeah.
So I think that's a good question, though. So if your profile changes, are they going to just take what you have as sort of like the, what are they calling it, the cover photo now, and turn it into your header photo, like behind it? Or do you have to go in, or will it just be nothing there, and then you have to add something?
It still will be the header photo. It's called the header photo now. And a lot of people might just still have like the default black.
Yeah.
So that would become that. Or if people did those creative ones where it was their icon was sort of on top of the background picture and connected, mm-hmm. that really won't make sense anymore. Mm-hmm. And what used to exist for your wallpaper, like the background of your whole Twitter page, that will just completely go away and there'll be no more wallpaper, but you'll be able to choose the theme of the color for your profile, which you could do before for the most part with the links and
but you can't upload your own pattern or photo.
No.
Interesting. I think it's definitely, though, going to be interesting for small businesses once we kind of see how this rolls out, that I think there's definitely opportunity to use it in a more direct way and have some things that you really want to say, all right, I'm going to try to drive towards this particular thing. I can pin that post. I can add information or use a header photo or do something like that that really helps kind of get the word out about those things that you're trying to promote and use with people visiting your profiles.
Yeah, and I actually really like the idea of like the different feeds now that you can go and kind of see the different types of content they have on different users' profiles, because I think before it was kind of like this thought, like I always felt like kind of content really disappeared very quickly on Twitter. You share something and it's like, I felt like people weren't really getting much visibility to it once it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, if you're getting people going back and they can kind of look to see just your photos and just these other things, I think it kind of changes the whole dynamic of of actually having like a profile, where before I think people might look to see your name, who you are, maybe take a quick look at some of the tweets that you've done, but maybe now it's a chance for people to go back and actually take a look at some of your content, or be more likely to do that maybe, or see some of that stuff.
Well, I think maybe that's what it is, right? It kind of slows the network down a bit, because I mean, if you think of it as, you know, as we always say, like Twitter is a high volume, very fast paced network. You know, the stream of tweets is going by very fast, you know, and this is opportunity when you go to a profile to really, like you said, dig into photos, dig into the different videos that are there, dig into all these other things that you have. So it'll be interesting to see how people start using it and how we may even, you know, change our strategy with some things on Twitter, or at least how the page is going to look when people visit the profile. So
yeah, I went and looked at someone like today. Some of like the celebrities who now have it. I think the only people who really have access, like the first lady, I think.
Yeah,
but if you go to the feed that's like tweets with like replies on it, it does look like it's a little bit easier to keep track of like conversations too, which I think is nice, because that's always been one of like the pain. I remember you were showing me a conversation that you had with someone the other day, and it's like you show the feed, and it's like you can see some of them, but then you have to go to another thing to kind of see the rest of them.
Yeah.
And, So I feel like that might be useful for people as well to kind of keep track of those conversations as well.
That was a good thing. What are some of the profiles that actually have them now? I mean, we know Michelle Obama has one. We know
the White House, a lot of government type things. Mm-hmm. One of the easiest ways to probably find it is I was just searching for the hashtag new profiles. So a lot of people who have the new profile are just saying like, oh, hey, I got it. Or if they're talking about it, stars like Zac Efron and Channing Tatum. That boxer.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, there are some celebrities. You can go. If you don't have the new profile yet, us lowly people who are on celebrity status yet. You can. Yet. We're working on something. Just a few more glasses of wine, and we'll be there. go check out those profiles to get a look at what it's going to actually look like, and actually might be a good opportunity to look at somebody else's page that has it. And think of the ways they're using it, and maybe think of the ways that you would do something different for them, because it takes you outside of your business a little bit, and then you can apply those things to your business after the fact. It's always easier to kind of critique other people's stuff first before you get to your own. Oh, what am I going to do? You know, so that might be a really great way to kind of go in and take a look at that stuff. Anything else? There you go. Twitter redesigned profiles. All right. We'll catch you next week on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Bye-bye now.